Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Everything we've done since training camp is we want to earn the right to be a playoff team.
Wrist-shot glove save! Mike Smith, a game saver! And he got run over by Zach Cassian.
Be like one of those top teams, and we're working our way to that level.
Connor McDavid danced around Morgan Riley. Denied by Smith, who saves the game again. Josh Archibald wins the game!
My message today is we're trying to win.
One-timer score! We are Draisaitl, right circle!
No risk, no gain.
And now we're going to have a goalie for action! This is NHL overtime!
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
This is Oscar Platt.
This is Leon Draisaitl.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is Oil Country.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca. Now, Bob Stauffer on
the official radio station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED.
Now brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Arguably the greatest band of all time. Open it up, Led Zeppelin, and there is a reason why, Brendan Escott.
On this day in 1980, we lost the great John Bonham.
Generally considered one of the greatest drummers of all time. Pulmonary asphyxiation, I believe, led in large part to massive quantities of vodka that he had pounded away. And it was a different, considerably different time back then. We're still dealing with challenges every day in society today. But definitely a sad day for music, nonetheless, a gifted musician. This is Oilers Now. We're going to have some fun on today's show. Lots to get into in the opening half hour. We will have NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. We'll get into today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling and an extended version of the Oilers Audio Vault, Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear. 12:35 for the River Cree Resort and Casino. Elliot Friedman, River Cree Resort Casino, where all slot machines and table games are now open. The poker room now open at the River Cree as well. Be sure to try one of their 9 dining options, including the brand new Italia. Thanksgiving's around the corner. Thanksgiving dinners with deals taking place at Italia, the Kitchen Restaurant, and Tap 25, the River Cree Resort and Casino, Alberta's premier resort destination. Of course, you can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, 780-496-0063. Ready for your kids' pregame warm-up. We're on Twitter as well, at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Tweet Brendan Escott, at Brendan Escott, Brendan with two E's and two T's. Brendan, yesterday, Dr. Dina Hinshaw talked about some of the challenges that we were having in terms of the amount of people that were passing away due to overdoses. And all, you know, one of the things that occurs as you get older in life is there's a couple axioms to live by. And one is the older you get, the more you realize, the less you know. And the other is you have more empathy. You know, when you're a younger guy at times, maybe in your 20s, you're not exactly, you know, you think maybe there's a certain way that you should deal with things. And one of those issues, certainly for my generation, and I got a few years on you, Brendan, I mean, I'm roughly the age of your parents, is specifically men were very reluctant to share any challenges, as an example, with mental health. And I think that that's an ongoing situation that we continue to deal with every day. And I do think, frankly, it's one of the things that your era and your generation has got a better handle of, and is that we're, you know, we've made some strides in that regards, because I know there's a lot of people out there hurting right now, a lot of people out there challenged, a lot of people going through a difficult time. Obviously, the economy has taken a major hit as a result of COVID, and that's why we got to support each other. So, and I think back to you know, some of the great musicians and occasionally sports artists, but for the most part, musicians that we love to talk a little about music. Man must exercise his mind and his body. We love talking hockey, but, you know, just support each other out there. And away we go. So let's have some fun. All right. Now that we've pontificated a bit for a minute or two, let's get after it here on Oilers Now. There's a lot of news. Actually, Brendan, we're going to throw a bit of a curveball at you because there's so much news occurring right now. We are going to get into NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. They got face masks for everyone. You can visit their online face mask shop by going to Elite Promotional Marketing, which is an Edmonton-based and Edmonton-grown company, Drew Schammerhorn and his staff. Brendan, what do you got?
Well, we've hit a pivotal point in the Stanley Cup final tonight as the front half of the back-to-back goes. 6 p.m. live from Rogers Place right here on 630 CHED. And then tomorrow night, they run it back. Same time, same place for Game 5, also right here on your radio. Ottawa Senators have placed Bobby Ryan on waivers for the purpose of a buyout today. 33-year-old has 2 years left at $7.25 million per. The buyout would save the Sens about $3.7 million on the cap each of the next two seasons. That trade between the Penguins and Panthers was made official yesterday. Veteran forward Patrick Hornqvist on his way to Florida in exchange for defenseman Michael Matheson and veteran forward Colton Skeevier as well. Montreal re-upped with Joe Blandisi, 1 year, two-way deal worth the league minimum there. And the Leafs have hired former Senators bench boss Paul McLean as an assistant on Sheldon Keefe's staff. He'll work as the eye in the sky there, Bob, the same way that Brian Wiseman does for the Oilers.
All right. Well, Paul McLean, many moons ago, I know we had Eric Tuhatsik on Monday's show, and we were talking a bit about the 1980 Canadian Olympic team. Paul McLean was on that team. He played with Dalhousie against the Alberta Golden Bears in the 1979 National Championship. The Bears beat Dal 5-1 in that game, and then a bunch of the players from the U of A, John Devaney, Randy Gregg, a bunch of those guys joined Claire Drake with the national program. Dalhousie sent Paul McLean. He was their best player. McLean was a very good player for the Winnipeg Jets, and it's kind of a funny story and a little bit self-indulgent, but hey, if you're listening to the show, you're probably sick of me being self-indulgent over the years. We went into Ottawa, and Corey Kluson was coaching the team with the Senators, and I did Corey's games at the U of A. And I guess I didn't realize this, but Corey was very quiet and not overly outgoing as a coach after media availability. So we go in, and the Oilers go in there to play the Senators, and Corey wraps up his media availability full, you know, they have the full setup, Brendan, as you know, just like at Rogers Place where we do the pre and post, you know, the game day interview with the head coach in normal situations, and then the post game interview. So Corey finishes up and walks straight over to Jack me and starts having a conversation, and all the, like, Bruce Garriock and all these guys are like, what the heck? Well, A couple of years later, fast forward, Paul McLean's there. And I'd met Paul when he was with the Detroit Red Wings organization and had this conversation about college hockey and his time at Dalhousie and playing for Claire Drake on that 1980 Olympic team with Tom Watt and people like that. And so he finishes up, and he comes straight over and starts asking me about the Alberta Golden Bears. He'd remember the conversation. So he's scored a lot of points in my book as a result of that. And Gary Ock, who, you know, was one of those plugged-in guys in the business, is kind of like, what the heck? And it was just pure fluke. It was one of those weird situations where, you know, it just turned out that he'd remember the conversation about the U of A. And we had actually gone in as part of oil change, a full 4 months before oil change ever launched, towards the end of the 2009-2010 season, got in and talked to the Detroit coaches and talked to George McPhee, who was then of Washington, about the importance of drafting and development. So that's kind of, in fact, I even interviewed the late Brad McCrimmon as part of that. Now, they didn't use, I know they used some stuff from George McPhee on the show, but it was just an interesting snapshot into how it works. So there is another potential buyout that could potentially affect the Edmonton Oilers. We'll wait to see whether or not it gets executed. The Columbus Blue Jackets, Aaron Portsline reporting out of Columbus Dispatch. Well, actually, he's now with the Athletic. He's long been the beat guy. He's the guy in Columbus, and he suggests there's a possibility that Alex Wennberg gets bought out. Wennberg would be a 1-3 buyout, one-third buyout, because he is under the age of 26 this year. So they got to get it done this year. Let's rephrase that. He's actually 26, but you technically, as per the CBA, could retroactively buy players back out to June 30th or whatever it is. So he's a one-third buyout. If he does get bought out, that may be a guy that Edmonton has to entertain an option as a third-line center. The Oilers got some bad news yesterday. Joakim Nygaard. And you'd recall, Brenda, during the course of the training camp, I had mentioned that I felt that Nygaard could be a potential option for the Oilers on the left side. He had surgery for a broken finger. And then I had to change the course of direction on that because I found out that it was not progressing well. Well, Nygaard got into a game for Farstad and has been shut down again with another finger challenge. So this is unfortunate. And again, this is a left wing. The Oilers have signed him carrying forward on a one-year deal under $900K. Now, that's an easily replaceable player in the price point perspective, but the Oilers thought there was a chance that Nygaard might be able to grow a little bit more of his offensive game. He's going to be challenged to do so. So bad news in that regard. And that is our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of no payments and no interest for 1 year. The Oilers, Jim Matheson just reporting right now from the Edmonton Journal, not expected to buy anybody out. The team has about a $680,000 overage. Would not surprise me if they split it over the next two seasons at roughly $350,000 each year, $340,000 each year. Again, Mark Spector coming up on today's edition of Oilers Now for Horse Racing Alberta. Elliot Friedman for the River Cree Resort and Casino. My play-by-play partner, Jack Michaels. Let's go, though, into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. Last night, we'll give credit where credit's due. Reed Wilkins booked Matthew Schneider, the executive director of the National Hockey Players Association. And we're going to get to three clips because it was a pretty good interview. And Schneider, the ex-NHL player, says he's got no hesitation that the players and the league can play next year.
We've proven that we can play. All of the major sports have proven that. Soccer, now we got college sports coming back. We can play. There's no question about that. It's just how can we maximize, how can we get back closer to normal, how can we get as many games as possible in front of as many fans as possible. And all those things are taken into consideration, but I think, you know, the players have a certain comfort level knowing that we can play.
That's Matthew Schneider. We're going to get back to a Matt Schneider clip in a second here. Brendan, you've got some breaking news involving the Montreal Canadiens and a former Edmonton Oiler.
Yeah, you betcha. They've linked up once more with Jeff Petrie. The deal, 4 years at $6.25 million. That carries him through the 2024-25 season.
Well, you know, the Oilers, and this is where positive energy and cultivating I guess, for lack of a better term, culture comes in. You know, it's interesting with Jeff Petrie, because at the time that he was ultimately traded to Montreal, there were several media members in town and lots of fans who didn't think Petrie would ever turn out to be as good as he's turned out to be with the Canadiens. Now, I know Jack and myself, and hey, we work for the club. We saw a different Jeff Petrie. We saw a guy that was on the precipice of becoming something. Part of the challenge the Oilers had at that time is they had, you know, a couple of younger right-shot guys in Petrie and Justin Schultz over the years, who were playing with veteran left-shot defenders that weren't the same guys they once were, be it Nick Schultz or, and I'm not blaming Nick Schultz, and I'm not blaming Andrew Ferentz. Ferentz getting a four-year contract in Edmonton, but they weren't at the caliber they were where they're at the top of their games. And the fact of the matter is, when Ferentz won a Stanley Cup in Boston, he was number five defenseman on that team. He was probably a number four defenseman for the Flames during the 03-04 run. And if you're a Calgary fan, you can correct me if I'm wrong on that. And so, you know, Jeff Petrie has turned out to be a huge part of the Montreal Canadiens. Perfectly slotted in the second pairing. The Canadiens have got Carey Price in goal. They got Shea Weber and Petrie on the right side of their defense. Sherratt was a terrific pickup for them. And now they've added a guy who won a Stanley Cup last year. Went from St. Louis to Carolina. What's the defenseman's name again that they just signed to a four-year extension at about three and a half? Joel Edmondson. They've got a pretty solid defense there. I am hearing that Montreal could, and people have brought up Taylor Hall before. That might make some sense. Montreal Canadiens could use a winger, but good for Jeff Petrie getting that deal. Back to Matthew Schneider. So no hesitation from his perspective. Schneider was asked by Reed Wilkins last night whether or not the players are on board for an 82-game schedule next season.
I think guys want to play as many games as possible, you know, getting as close as we can to the 82 if we can. I think that's a high priority. You know, I know in different lockout years going back, we've played as few as 48 games. That's really not something that guys want to consider.
Guys want to get paid full. They want to get paid for their contracts. It kind of comes with the territory. You play 48 games, you're not getting 82 games worth of money. So you could do the math on that. Speaking of math, Brian Burke yesterday in Oilers Now. Of course, Brian is brought to you every Thursday in Oilers Now by our friends from Canadian Power Pack. And Brian went into a brief explanation on tax disadvantages to Canadian teams.
Basically, the comparison was a player in Las Vegas versus a player in Toronto. And it's a $5 million a year player, not an elite player, just
we'll
a good
player.
We'll
throw it a break, and then we'll come back.
And the difference in taxation was $500,000 U.S. every single year. And players that reside in the U.S. get to deduct the mortgage interest paid on their home loan. And so that's typically for a player another $50,000 to $100,000 a year.
So it is a factor. There's no question about it. That said, I think that the landscape has changed a bit in Edmonton's case. If the Oilers had more cap space, I'm going to tell you right now, they would be, put it this way, they're going to get calls with a flat cap at 81.5, and the fact that Edmonton is rolling with two of the best five players in the world, two MVPs, in Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl as their top two centers. There's agents that are going to want to place their players here, including on defense and including at forward. Edmonton's priority may be spending in goal. One of the advantages the Oilers are going to have in the future could theoretically be on defense. And when we come back in Oilers Now, we'll go back in the Oilers Now audio vault for direct work wear.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
And hear Brian Lawton's comments coming up on Philip Roberg and Evan Bouchard at 12:23. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Subscribe to the Oilers Now podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. We're going to zip into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. Brian Lawton yesterday, former NHL general manager, talking about Evan Bouchard and Philip Broberg.
Everybody that has two players that fit the narrative of Broberg and Bouchard will pump the heck out of how excited they are for the future. In the Oilers' case, I actually really, honestly, I don't care what city I'm doing this radio interview in, I believe it's real for them. I believe Evan Bouchard is a tremendous athlete. I think he reminds me of some other guys. It's not uncommon to take a little bit longer as a defenseman. Hasn't been very long, but in today's age with media and how much fans hear and know about players, it probably feels like it for them. But I think he's real, and I think so is Broberg. And I think he's exploding right now over in Europe. And if we were there, I think everybody would probably feel that way. So super excited about those guys. Not excited enough to say, though, that I expect them to be playing for the Oilers when we restart next season and have a big impact. I'm not saying Bouchard won't play, but I think he still needs more of a transition period. That may be painful for fans to hear out there. They may be throwing radios out the window right now, for all I know, Bob. But you got to be patient. And the Oilers have the best general manager in the National Hockey League in terms of being patient.
All right, and there you go. I mean, you talk about patience and the importance of developing defense. And Brian Lawton, by the way, mentioning yesterday that he overruled his scouts. They had Matt Duchene number two in the 2009 draft, and he said, "We're taking Hedman." And we're getting texts coming in on Jeff Petrie. That is one that, you know, the Oilers would have liked to have had a do-over on. There's no question. And sometimes you just have to say it. And the lesson, Dale Tallon, who has since been deposed as the general manager of the Florida Panthers, had a number 300 games for defensemen. And Oscar Klefbom and Darnell Nurse are in between 300 and 400 games right now in their career. Now, Klefbom's been banged up a bit over the years. Very good contract. Darnell Nurse, some really good 5v5 numbers. But Broberg, Bouchard, and Samarukov, those three guys could be really important here for the Oilers to develop carrying forward. Just want to mention, you can visit EdmontonOilers.com for more information. We have the 50-50 lottery tonight for game number four of the Stanley Cup Final, with the proceeds going to the Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation, which in turn gets shared amongst various charities that could certainly use the help at this time of year. Off to a global news, weather, traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we come back, for friends at the River Cree Resort and Casino, Elliot Friedman. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.